Test 1. Listening. Part 4.
Now turn to Part 4. Questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Stephanie, and her mother about clothes. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for Part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Mum, I'm going out tonight and wondered if I could borrow your jacket.
Okay.
Thanks. I've got it. It looks great with this skirt.
But that's my new jacket. I thought you meant my black one.
Oh, please. I love this pink one. I'll look after it if you lend it to me. I promise.
I haven't worn it yet, so take it off, please. You can borrow it when I've worn it a few times.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that blue skirt?
But you never wear it, Mum.
It's my best one, so I only wear it when I go somewhere very special.
But I've got nothing to wear. I haven't had any new clothes for ages. Will you come shopping with me?
If you put your own clothes on instead of mine, I'll come shopping with you. Will you do that?
Okay.
But I need to send some emails first.
Don't be too long.
Have you got any money to buy clothes with?
I've got a bit, but probably not enough. Can you lend me some?
What happens to the money you earn?
I had to buy some birthday presents.
That's true.
I'm thinking of giving up that job anyway. I want one with longer hours.
That's not a good idea. You need time to do your schoolwork. If you work hard, you'll get a place at university. The job you've got is fine, as it's only 5 hours a week, and the pay isn't bad. Enough for you to buy CDs and a few clothes.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, can we go? We'll be too late unless we leave now. The shop's shut at 6 today.
But I haven't written my emails yet.
Can't you do them when we get back?
I suppose so. We won't be too long, I hope.
Now listen again.
Mum, I'm going out tonight and wondered if I could borrow your jacket.
Okay.
Thanks. I've got it. It looks great with this skirt.
But that's my new jacket. I thought you meant my black one.
Oh, please. I love this pink one. I'll look after it if you lend it to me. I promise.
I haven't worn it yet, so take it off, please. You can borrow it when I've worn it a few times.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that blue skirt?
But you never wear it, Mum.
It's my best one, so I only wear it when I go somewhere very special.
But I've got nothing to wear. I haven't had any new clothes for ages. Will you come shopping with me?
If you put your own clothes on instead of mine, I'll come shopping with you. Will you do that?
Okay.
But I need to send some emails first.
Don't be too long.
Have you got any money to buy clothes with?
I've got a bit, but probably not enough. Can you lend me some?
What happens to the money you earn?
I had to buy some birthday presents.
That's true.
I'm thinking of giving up that job anyway. I want one with longer hours.
That's not a good idea. You need time to do your schoolwork. If you work hard, you'll get a place at university. The job you've got is fine, as it's only 5 hours a week, and the pay isn't bad. Enough for you to buy CDs and a few clothes.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, can we go? We'll be too late unless we leave now. The shop's shut at 6 today.
But I haven't written my emails yet.
Can't you do them when we get back?
I suppose so. We won't be too long, I hope.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.